May I'm talking about Chesed Aleph. We left off with a question yesterday. We'll go over the question and present an answer. The Gemara is a quick chazar what we learned. The Gemara said there's Eitzes Yain and Shemen. The storehouses of wine and oil do not need a bedikin. That's what the Gemara said halfway down the page. Eitzes Yain, Eitzes Shemen, Ein Tzichim Bedikin. Do not need a bedikin. Machzanim, storehouse that you store wine and oil, you do not need to check for chomer. Then the Gemara asks, well, one second, what, wine doesn't need a bedika? You do, you need to check an oitz of yain for chomer. So the Braita says, oitz is yain tzach bedika, oitz is shemen in tzach bedika. This is now 5 lines down in the wide lines. It says that that for storehouses of wine, you do need a bedika. Shemen you don't. Yain you do. So Mar says, no, you know what? There's two types of storehouses of wine. This storehouse that says you need to check for chametz is talking about the mistapik. It's talking about a type of cellar or machzan or storehouse that you would, or the shamash would go into it during the meal. Since you would go into it during the meal, there's a shash of him bringing chametz in, and therefore it needs to do a bedika, needs to have a bedika for chametz. Says the Gemara, whoa, you're telling me a chiddush. You're telling me there's a difference if it's mistapek or not. That's the chiddush you're telling me. If that's the chiddush, then I don't understand why with shemen you don't need to do a bedika. I don't understand, ihochi, if that's the pshat, then why with shemen you don't need to do a bedika? Ihochi, shemen, ami. Shemen also you should have to do a bedika. If you're telling me the chiluk is whether you come in or you're into that storehouse during the meal or not, then so the same should apply by shemen. By shemen also you should have to do a bedika b'chol. Which the Gemara gives an answer, no, shemen yeshkeva, you know how much oil you're going to be eating or needing during the meal. And that you can prepare beforehand. Aval yain ein keva, yain has no fixed amount. Sometimes you think you're going to drink a little bit, and the night you're going to drink more. Therefore, it could very well be that a shamash would go in there during the meal to get out. Why? And therefore you have to be the chametz, because perhaps there is chametz in the machzan. That's the Gemara. We mentioned yesterday a very strong question in pshat in Gemara. A strong question in the pshat. When you have a stereo between two braces, that's one thing. If you have a difficulty within one braisa, that takes precedence over all else. We have here a stereo between two braises. One braisa says that yain, oitzis yain, does not need a bedika, and the other one said oitzis yain does need a bedika. And we presented an answer. An answer is, you should know there's different types of machsanim. Some machsan you go in with bread, some machsan you do not go in with bread during the meal. Then the Gemara seems bowled over. Whoa, you're making such a chiluk, so how do you understand shemen? Why is shemen not chayiv b'bedika? But why is that question only posed after we've resolved the stereo between the brises? That question is a basic question within the brise itself. There's one brise that says, oitzis yayin, Oitzis Yain needs a bedika. Oitzis Shemen does not need a bedika. So there's a brisa that says it like that. So how do you understand that brisa? How do you understand the brisa? The brisa says Oitzis Yain needs a bedika. Oitzis Shemen does not need a bedika. How do you understand that brisa? The only way I can understand that brisa is the mechalik with Mistapik that with Yain, you are mistapik, you do take food from the machzan during the meal, and by shemen you don't. So we knew that to begin with. In order to understand this writer, we always knew that fact. We knew there was a chiluk between yain and shemen. We knew there was a chiluk between mistapik and not mistapik. We knew that. We just thought that wine is mistapik. So we had another kasha that the brisa tells you somewhere else, that for yain, you don't need to do bedika. So the answer to that question is, yes, there is a brisa, there is a type of machzan, that you don't take wine from during the meal. That's the answer to that question. But then why are we asking, Ihochi, how do you explain Shemen? What do you mean, Ihochi, how do you explain Shemen? Ihochi, how do you explain Shemen? How did you understand the Braisa before I resolved the spirit between one Braisa and the other Braisa? How did you understand it before we started the whole game? Before we started the whole board? That was the question we asked yesterday. Again, the Braisa said clearly, a chilek between Yayin and Shemen. Said, Yayin, you need to do a bdika for Shemen, you don't. That was a Braisa and a Fereshes. So explain to me this Braisa. Before you ask a contradiction between this Braisa and another Braisa, explain to me this Braisa. How do you understand this Braisa? What's the chilek between Yayin and Shemen? Tell me a chilek. Only chilek I can think of is mistapek or not mistapek. That's the chilek. So I now know, before I start any other Gemara, I know the Yayin, you're mistapik, and Shemen, you're not. In English, Yayin, you withdraw from the cellar during the meal, and therefore there's a risk of having chametz there. And by Shemen, and by oil, there's no such risk. By oil, you do not draw from the cellar during the meal. So we know that. That's the given in the Pshat and the Braisa. So let's go to the next stage. The next stage is there's a contradiction between one Braisa and another Braisa. There's another Braisa that says the Yayin with wine, you do not need to do Bedika. So we have a contradiction. Do you do Bedika or do you not do Bedika by wine? The answer to that is a very simple answer. There's two types of machsanim, two types of storehouses, two types of cellars. There's one cellar that you draw wine during the meal. That needs the bdika, like we just learned in the Braisa. Another cellar that you don't draw wine during the meal. And that one won't need the bdika. So that's the answer to the steer. So now everything's resolved. Everything's good. But the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says, oh, I'm stuck. Ihochi, if you resolve it that way, so how do you understand the Braisa that's machalik between Yain and Shemen? If you resolve it that way, you don't understand the Braisa. And if you don't resolve it, if you leave that as a question, you do understand the Braisa? The Braisa is anyway complicated, anyway difficult. You have to answer the Braisa, mistapik, not mistapik, that we knew before we started. So very good, you had one question. How do you sort out the machsan of wine that you don't need to do bdika for? We've answered that. So what's the ihochi now? Ihochi shemen nami. Whoa, now that you've told me this chiluk, now that you resolve the contradiction between the Braisa, I now don't understand the Braisa Minei Ube. What's the difference between Yayin and Shemen? Now don't understand the Braisa. You understood it beforehand. That's the question. That's the difficulty. So, today we're going to try and see an answer from the Modi Yehuda. Modi Yehuda says like this. We always knew that it's more likely that you take out bread, you take out wine during a meal, than you take out oils during a meal. That we always knew. Wine is something you drink during the meal. Oil, I guess, you can prepare beforehand. We always knew that idea. We knew that wine is more of a risk of chametz than otherwise. That we knew. So what exactly was the topic here? What's going on here? Najib Yosef says, that means tzlach, yeah? The habimin of the Gemara was that we don't look at specific cases. We make a general rule for each type of item. The general rule for wine is that for wine, you are mistapik. Wine, you do draw wine from during the meal. And therefore, wine sellers always need bedika, irrelevant if you actually went in it or not. A wine cellar always needs a bedika. That's what the Havamin of the Gemara was. And the opposite of that is a stam cellar of oil, a stam, mina stam, you can assume it didn't have chametz in. And therefore, mina stam, you don't need to do a bedika for a oil cellar. So a stam bedika, stam wine cellar would need, and a stam oil cellar would not. What's the difference? Because wine you generally draw wine from. Therefore they didn't make a chiluk. And an oil, you generally don't draw wine from, and therefore they ruled leniently with that. That's the basic havana to begin the sugya. So when we saw one brayta that says a chiluk between yain and shemen, that brayta we understood. Yain, we always do bedika, because a wine is a type of wine, it's a type of beverage that you would draw from during the meal, and therefore you need to do bedika always. Irrelevant if you actually did or didn't. To takanas chazal, you always have to do bedikas for wine sellers. Shemen, since shemen is not that type of beverage, therefore shemen doesn't need to do bedika. Stam shemen, machtan of shemen, doesn't have chomet going in, and therefore it doesn't need to do a bedikas chomet for it. That was all the brayta when we had the brayta tira. Minehu being the brayta. How to understand the brayta? That's the chiluk. That's the poshul chiluk.
But if we understood that, or you know, the difference between wine and oil before, why do we need the brayta? Isn't the brayta maybe coming to add something?
Which brayta?
The first one. The simple brayta that says the difference between oil and wine, that means the stuff or not, because you seem to say it's a thing that everybody understands, that with oil you don't go to the place where there's oil for during the meal.
Then there's a problem. Isn't there a problem with the first price then? Because the first price says you don't check for the wine. They combine wine and oil are treated the same.
We're gonna get to one second. Last. Slowly. Pamelach, as they would say in Hebrew. To answer Bernard's point, this price, the way we're explaining it at the moment, the price has come to tell us gewaltige chiddush. There's some machzan of wine you need to do bedikah for. Since generally a person takes out wine from it, even if you have no idea if you took out, you took chomets into that machzan, you need to do bedikah chomets. Because we made the eloi plug, or we treated all machzanim the same, and we said you have to do bedikah chomets to a wine seller. Relevant if you actually did or didn't. That's how we understood the brayta before we started. So if I ask you, there's a brayta that says a chiluk between yain and shemen, how do you understand it? How should I understand it? Wine is a type of beverage that you take out, and therefore they made gzera on all machsanim, relevant on the actual shimosh, whether you did or you didn't, they made gzera on all machsanim of wine, you have to do bedika. Shemen, they didn't make such a gzera. Because shemen and astam, you don't take out wine during oil during the meal, and therefore there's no such kazeah. That's how we can understand the brayta before we begin. Then, like you should have just pointed out, the Gemara said, but I don't understand, there's a steer between this machzan of wine, this brayta regarding wine, to another brayta regarding wine. The brayta halfway down the page said, oh, it's yain, you do not need to do the bedika. Now in our brayta it says, Oitzis Yain, you do need to do a bedika. The way we understood it was that Oitzis Yain, they made the general rule. You always need to do a bedika. So why over there did the brayta otherwise say, Oitzis Yain, you do not need to do a bedika? That was the question of the Gemara. I asked you before, are you asking me a question, how did you understand the brayta in Erubay? No, this question is a different question. The question is, I understand you can make a chiluk mineo bay in the brayta, and we'll treat all wine sellers with more severity because wine is a type of thing that you might draw wine during the meal. But there's another brayta, mafurish, not like that. Mafurish brayta is saying by wine selling, you do not need to do bedikas chomets. So what are we going to do? How are we going to resolve that steer? To which the Gemara retracts from our Habamina. And the Gemara says, no, we don't treat all machzanim the same. We look at an individual basis. Did you draw out wine from this machzan during the meal? If you did, you need to do bedika. If you didn't, you don't need to do bedika. Each machzan is treated on an individual basis. That's what
even
the
command of oil. Even a machzan of oil, you might say that.
Second, you're always one stage ahead. There's one stage ahead. Time the Gemara has to steer between wine and wine. Now, why by one machzan of wine you don't need to do a bedika and the other one you do? The Gemara retracted and said, don't say that we made a general rule. Each machzan is treated on an individual basis. Did you draw wine from this machzan? then you would need to do bdika. Did you not? You wouldn't. And therefore, that's the answer. One braisa that says you don't need to do bdika is talking about machzan that you did not draw wine from during the meal. And the other one, that is a machzan that you did draw wine from the meal. Whoa, says the Gemara. If that's the chiluk, and you're telling me that we do look at an individual basis, then why by so possible that you don't do bdika? Why by Shem you don't do bdika? By Shem also you should look at an individual basis that if you went into that oil cellar, you should have to do bdika. Which Sigma answers, no, Shemen, no one goes in during the meal. You do not go into a Shemen during a meal because the Eishlei Keva. You know exactly how much oil you're going to need beforehand, and therefore there's no reason the Chlal to assume that that would ever go into a Masan of Shemen with food, and therefore Eishlei Shemen, you never need to do bdika. That's the answer to the question of the Medr Yehuda. Let's go over the question and the answer. The Medr Yehuda was bothered. The Gemara says a steer between one brisa and another brisa answers mistatic, answers that the answer is there's a chilek if you draw wine during a meal or not. And then the Gemara says, Ihachi, how do you understand the brisa which makes a chilek between yain and shemen? The brisa v'neuvi. So we were bothered. The Medr Yehuda was bothered. It's the wrong way around. You don't ask a contradiction and then say, Yahoki, I don't understand the Brisa Minerva. So that implies that without this answer which I gave you, you would have understood the Brisa Minerva. But you don't. How do you understand the Brisa Minerva? There's a seer between Yain and Shem and Minerva. How did you ever understand that? The answer was that originally we understood differently to the Maskama. Originally we understood that there's a chiddush, a fundamental difference between a yain and shem. A lomdish difference between yain and shem. There's a din. On oitzis yain, the din is you need to do a bedika. Irrelevant if you actually did or didn't, if it's a type of masan that you would or you wouldn't take out from. Wine, per se, is a type of masan that you take out from, a type of beverage you would take out from the meal. There are guys on all masanim, all masan a yain, irrelevant if this machzan is a type of machzan you do or you don't. On wine, they were gezer. On shemen, they didn't make it gezer. That was the original habim and how we understood. A wine is a type of beverage that you take out during the meal, and therefore, even if you, let's say, have a machzan that's far away, and no way that you would ever take out, there is still gezer. Because beverage of wine is a type of wine that you would. Shemen is not. And therefore, by shemen, they didn't make such gezer. And some shemen you can be maker. That's how we understood before we ever began. Then the Gemara said, it's a steer. There's another braisa, beforeish, saying that by wine, you don't have to do a bedika. Beforeish in the braisa, by wine, you don't need to do a bedika. How do you resolve that now? You just told me that wine, you made a blanket rule. It's not true.
Isn't the
Brisa
that says the wine, you don't need a
bedika,
doesn't that come first?
In order to the Gemara, yes.
Right.
In order to how you're meant to tackle Brisas.
But if you're trying to say that our original thinking was the ayayin and you don't need bedika, and then that line of thinking is actually presented secondary in the Gemara, it doesn't seem to go along with the explanation.
Well, it does, because although the state of the Gemara was how the Seder of the Gemara was written, but the way we have to tackle brises is you first have to understand one brise, Mineube, an individual brise, a standalone brise, you need to understand what it says, and then you can use it to ask from one brise to another brise. But if you don't understand the brise to begin with, so then you have a serious problem. You first have to try and understand the brise. Once you understand the brise, you can use it to tackle one brise to the other. So that's the first thing you're meant to do. So you have one brisa saying, oh, it's the Yain and Shem. Tell me how you understood it beforehand.
Quick question. How do you know which brisa to tackle first? Because it might make a difference in the outcome of how you, the whole overall approach. How do you know to go with that?
The rule has to be, you have to understand the individual brisa before you try and ask from one brisa to another. If you don't understand what the brisa is saying, then you can't ask it, use it, to ask from one to another.
How do you know which individual brisa to learn first?
That was my question as well. Right. Like, how do you know? You have two brisa.
There's only one individual brisa here. There was one brisa that said yain and shemen, and there was another brisa that spoke about yain. Didn't say yain and shemen are the same. There's one brisa that said yain and shemen are the same. He said there's no steer there. There's nothing to work out. Yeah, yain and shemen don't need to do bedika. There's another brisa that said that yain you do need to do a bedika, but by shemen you don't. By oil you don't need to do bedika. Now that, we have to understand. If you tell me a chiluk, we have to understand what the chiluk is. Why, by yain, are you saying you do, but by shemen you don't? That is a brisa, minei uvei, within itself, is begging for a pshat. Is begging to explain what's going on.
Which brisa says that yain and shemen are the same?
First brisa says yain and shemen are the same.
First brisa doesn't mention shemen.
It does. Most for shayin, most for shemen, and shvich and bedika. Yeah.
Am I looking at the wrong thing? Okay. Sorry. I was looking at
the wrong thing. Some brisa says that yain and shemen are the same. So that's fine. Okay, you tell me that they're the same. Now I have another brisa that's mechalek, that differentiates between yain and shemen. If it differentiates, explain to me what the basis for the differentiation is. Explain to me what the chiluk is. Right? Rabbi Yaakov, I would say chiluk in English.
It's a distinction.
It's fine. Good English word. What's the distinction between yain and shemen? Explain it to me before we move on to how do you resolve this price with another price. What is the distinction? Why is yain different to shemen?
Right, to be some topic.
We thought it was mistapik. So we knew the chiluk of mistapik. So now you have another question. How do you resolve the yain to another brisa of yain? This brisa says yain, you do need the bedika. The other one says you don't. So I'll tell you the other brisa is talking about wine that you don't take from. So very good. So now everything's resolved. Shemen you don't take from. Wine, this one you do. That wine you don't. So what's the yihachi? Yihachi, now that you tell me a chiluk between one brisa and the other brisa, now I don't understand the brisa minei ubei. Now I don't understand the brisa minei ubei. Question is, now you didn't understand it. You did understand it. You didn't understand it originally, and therefore you have to explain, obviously, it was not spoken out in the Gemara, but you had to explain that the brisa minei ubei, there was a chiluk between mistapik and non-mistapik. So that chiluk we always knew. So why now are you bothered about it? Once we resolved the tier between one brisa and the other brisa, why now are you bothered? How do you resolve now the brisa minei ubei? It's all backwards. So that's what we explained. And it really explains that the original brisa, when we had yain and shemen, we did understand what? Now, Chazal didn't look into every individual type of machzah. They didn't do that. What did Chazal do? Chazal didn't look into every individual type of machzah. Rather, they looked at the beverage. A wine is the type of beverage that you draw wine from, you drink during the meal. So therefore, every machzan of wine, we goyza. And shemen isn't that type, and therefore we won't goyza. So when we look at the brisa minei ubei, yain and shemen, we've got no kasha. The brisa minei ubei, why is the machzan of wine that you have to bedika and machzan of shemen, you don't? Because they made exer by yain and they didn't make exer by oil. Why? Because the beverage of wine is the type of beverage that you draw from during a meal. Irrelevant of whether yeah or not. But then we have a problem. There's another brisa that clearly says by wine you don't need to do a bedika. That's the problem. You see, by wine, we are mechalik. We do differentiate between wine and wine. To which the Gemara answers, you're right. Just not that we don't differentiate and every beverage of wine is treated the same way. Every wine is treated the same way. No, that was not the pshat. Pshat is that we look at the machsan. We look at the machsan. Is this machsan a machsan that you draw wine from? Is this personal machsan a machsan that you draw wine from? So there can be some machsanim, yeah. Some machsanim not. We look at the personal machsan. Is this machsan a type of machsan that you would draw wine from? So, there'll be a type that not, and be a type that yeah. Says the Gemara, if so, why don't you tell me, we look more on the individual situation. So by oil also could be. Oil also could be a situation when a person drew out oil during the meal. So why is it so possible that oil doesn't need the bedika? It's possible, the Gemara says, the chil between yain and shemen. It's possible that oil doesn't need the bedika. Bishlam, if you look at the general klal, if you look generally, globally, is oil the type of thing you take from the meal, and therefore we're not going to make you say that. Oil is not the type of thing that you take in the meal, we won't make you say. But once you tell me that we're not looking globally, we're looking individually, as a type of masan of wine, this type you would do the dika, this type you wouldn't do the dika, so by oil as well could be the same. Why by oil is it so possible you don't do the dika? To which the Gemara answers, oil is unique. Oil is unique, and everything beforehand, and therefore there's no risk whatsoever of going there during the meal. No risk of going there, and therefore by oil, there's no such thing as a chile between one type of mastan and another type of mastan. Every mastan of oil does not warrant a bedikas. Yossi, you followed? You're on mute. Well, you're not.
I don't understand, so please bother me.
I'm not a novice, Yossi, so unless you speak out, I'm not going to know.
The first one in the recording starts a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, the problem with your feet didn't come out.
Now do I can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was saying that the Bryce has started off talking about all these different locations that we don't have to check. First question I have is, it lists over here that mitvan, umitvan.
That's Kevin.
The place where you store straw.
Yeah, I know. So Rashi adds inside this specific word, he has v'chen otzot yayin v'shemen. Seems to me that we could have learned these otzot yayin v'shemen from the word mitvan, meaning Rashi says, what business do they have in having comments there, right?
Rashi says the same lumbus. The straw and the
shemen. Why do I need to add it to begin with in this brisa? That's the first question I have. Second question I have is, if you're going to tell me yayin, it depends, so take it out of this brisa. Meaning, list for me only shemen, since we're learning from here from both brises, shemen doesn't need to have to be searched at all.
You wouldn't have the second first, if you wouldn't have the first brisa, if you wouldn't have oitzis yayin, you don't need to do bedika, then you would really have thought, like we just said, that by wine they made a global veil. You always have to do bedika for matzene yayin.
So then I don't need that at all, because our Mishnah that we start off, our Mishnah in our Masechet tells me that you have to check only when you take chametz inside. Our Mishnah talks about that. It says, Amu bet shuot b'malkef b'makom shemachnisim bo chametz. Why do I need this brisa at all?
That's not a question. We can have a Mishnah brisa. The brisa very often says the same as Mishnah. Very often we have a Mishnah same as a Braisa. I almost thought you hit the jackpot by a question. Almost. You're very close to a very, very strong question, but you didn't ask it. Didn't get there. Yes, Tim, you can still get it, but you almost asked a tremendously strong question on the Gemara. People can help him out, I guess. The Chevra can help out Yossi.
It seems to be the way we end. Why does it start with oil and wine? It should just have a general kind of thing. Is it a place that you go to during meals while you're eating, or not a place you go to during meals? Because, I mean, today none of us, most of us don't go to wine cellars or oil cellars or any of these places. Yeah, but is it a kind of place you might go to while you're eating?
Right. Yeah.
But wasn't that the Havamina? Whether or not we, I mean, the word kol, that's what we said, kol, atzurimai.
Kol, atzurimai would come to include the holes, the chorin. The chorin, the upper holes and the lower holes. It's the type of room that you bring chametz to, just not that area in the room. It needs a bika as well.
But you're worried about taking chametz accidentally, not that you machnis or and while you're going, doing your meal, and you have slathered bread in your hand, you're going to take something. That's what we're worrying about. So that is what we should say. Any place that you go to while you're eating, you know, is a place that you needs bidika.
I don't really have an answer for that, Bernard. Because,
wait, but when's it called like the slach?
Huh?
I mean, like the slach says, in other words, with the Havamina is that you look at things generally, and then we say, no, we look at things specifically, right? Whether this ocher or something. So it sounds like that's the same thing with kol. In other words, within a room. Within a room, in general, you know, you use it, but the little parts of the room you don't use. So we look at things specifically, not generally.
That's a separate skills. That's an added chiddush, that even within this room you do bring chametz, since in one area you don't, we can ignore that area.
That's a bigger chiddush.
That's why we have kol for that.
So if that's a bigger chiddush, then I would think that the long-term storage is Ein Tzarach Lomar even.
Okay, so that's the kol. The kol comes includes that. But, yeah, I'm asking. This brayta gives examples of places you don't need to do chametz. Examples which, three or four examples, we could have just said a general rule. That's a question on a lot of brayters. They give examples. Why do we need examples? Just give a general rule. Not sure how to answer that question. It wasn't the question that Yossi was pretty close to asking. The question that he was pretty close to asking was, the Gemara is looking. The bright says, Oitzis Yain, Ein Tzach Bedika. Oitzis Yain, Ein Tzach Bedika? For Tanya.
Why doesn't it quote the Mishnah?
Oh, very good. Very good. We've got a question. Huh?
For help.
Yeah. That's the question. It's a strong question, no?
Explain the question, please.
The Gemara's got a it says, Oitzis Yayin Ein Tzach the Gemara, for Oitzis Yayin Ein Tzach Bedika, and Oitzis Yayin don't need Bedika, for Tanya, we have a Breisa, Oitzis Yayin Tzichim Bedika, Oitzis Yayin do need a Bedika. So the question is, then why is it a Breisa? Asking from a Breisa. That wine doesn't need a bedika. That wine does need a bedika. The oitzis yain needs a bedika. You're asking me from a braisa? I have a mishnah. The mishnah says that which places need a bedika. The example it gives in the mishnah is an oitz of a yain. The mishnah of beis amadalis says. Clearly, the machsan of wine needs a bedika. So if you want to ask me a kasha about machsane yain, you could have asked directly from the Mishnah onto the braisa.
There's a difference. Because the Mishnah is talking about where you're machnis chomet in there. You stored chomet in there. It's a place you're machnis chomet. The other place I think is calling where you're mistapek. You're going in during a meal.
The Mishnah is talking about machsan of wine. Machsan of wine, you don't store chomet there. It's the same idea. It's a place where you might draw wine during the meal. Rashi says it there on the Beis Amadalis.
Right.
That means
go intentionally with chomet into that. Whereas the place where you being mistapek during your meal, that's by accident because you might have a piece of chomet in your hand. That's what we're worrying about.
The Beis Amadalis says that on that Mishnah, Makan Shemachnis Bechomet, it means the same thing. It doesn't mean that you're storing bread there. It means that during the meal, you will go to get your bread. Rashi, the Beis Amadalis, have a look there. The fourth Rashi.
You go to get your wine.
You go to get your wine there, not the bread.
You're going to get the wine, sorry, thank you for listening. You're going to get the wine, and during the meal, you'll want wine and you'll take bread with you. So it's exactly the same thing. That's the gewaltige kasha on the Gemara. Gewaltige kasha on the Gemara. We ask me a steer between one braisa and another braisa. It's definitely stronger to ask from a Mishnah if you can. And here we have a Mishnah saying that you do have to check the Machsan that you're mistapik from. Right? You do have to check it, so we could have asked if it's steer in A or B. That's also mentioned in the same Lady Biodin, the same Slach. The same Slach you asked this question.
On our first Braisa, how do we understand it, the Chatzchila, when it says you don't have to check these places? The other places we mentioned because there's a slope or because the animals eat it. Why would I have thought that you don't have to? Why do I need to be told that these places you don't have to check? Like, why should we not check those places? Why would I need that?
Don't be chometzah. Like Rashi says, why should there be chometz there? Ma'adalko shall chometz shom. Why should chometz be there? You don't need to check it. Yeah?
So I would know that. If I'm either going there with chametz or not, wouldn't it be a pashut svara for a person to know if I go there with chametz, I have to check. If I don't go with chametz, I have to check. I need a braisa to teach me such a thing.
Braisa doesn't actually give a klal. The braisa just tells us places. The braisa doesn't give a klal. The braisa just tells you the places. Which places can we assume, or can you assume there's no chametz there? So the braisa gives you a list of places where there's no reason for a chametz to be brought there. I'm asking. You could ask, and you did ask beforehand, why is the braisa give a list, delineate a bunch of places? Just say a klal. Just say a klal. This place, and a place that you don't bring a chometz to, you will not need to do b'tika. So I answered beforehand, and I think I feel that it's true, I answered beforehand, that if the braisa wouldn't list specifically, if it wouldn't specifically say it, then I would have thought that they made there an old places of wine that you have to do b'dika. If it wouldn't have said you don't need to do b'dika, then I would have thought there would be a klal all over in Shas everywhere that wine you need to do b'dika. Why? Because Chazal don't make chilukim between beverage and not beverage. This wine and that wine. Any beverage or wine needs a b'dika.
Why would I think that? If I knew that I never go in there at all during meals, why would I ever think that I have to go in there?
Because Chazal didn't want to make chilukim. Chazal didn't want to differentiate and say, because you know what can happen? A person can absentmindedly do it without thinking. Since wine is a type of thing that you would take out from during the meal, they made such a gzer, you always have to do b'dikas. You never know what might have happened. You can't remember ever doing it. Say that. You couldn't remember. But then they made such a rule. That's what you would have thought.
Okay, one more question. Is there anyone who learns the Gemara and reads me Safek as somebody who has a Safek? No one learns it that way?
No. So, okay, so that was the Shat Megillah. So it's a good cash up on the why the Gemara asked from a Bryce as opposed to the Mishnah. Maybe you'll ask that as well. He puts it all in the same equation. His basic answer is we want to talk about the Bryce that puts Yain and Shemin together. Just like the previous writer, the Yain and Shemin together. That's the basic answer to that kasha. But beforehand we had Yain and Shemin don't need a b'dika. And now we have a writer that's mechalik between Yain and Shemin. That's the basic answer to this question. The question is a very strong question. So let's keep going to the Gemara. We have to get to the end of the Gemara and then Yetzim will do tastes tomorrow. Tony, be here. We are now maybe 7 lines down from the wide lines. Sonny Reb Chia. Also, Oitzois Sheikh of Bavel, Ke Oitzois Yain Be'et Yisro. In Bavel, they treated beer like in Et Yisro, they treated wine. Meaning in Bavel, that's what people would drink. Says Rashi, says Rashi, the first wide line. Also, Oitzis Sheikha Bebova. The Hatzich Bedike, to require Bedike Bimistapik, when somebody takes out beer during the meal. Ker, Oitzis Yain Beetisrael, they treated it the same way as storehouses of wine. in Eretz Yisrael. The kivin the regidim boy, since that's the drink that you drink, it's the chamam medina. Ein kevelish tiyosei. There's no fixed amount of how much a person will drink, and therefore we have to, but let's assume that during the meal, he did take wine out. They did take beer out from the machzor. Tanya of Chia. Also, that's what we just said. It's also, Oitz is Sheikh Babova, Oitz is Yan, Oitz is Sobim and Stafik. Amar of Chista, says of Chista, Bey Dogim, Ein Tzach Bedike. Bey Dogim, a store has a fish, you don't need to do Bedikas Chomets for. But Tanya is Sheikh Bedike. There's a price that says you do need to do Bedika. So how are you going to resolve that? Do you need to do Bedika or do you not? Like Kasha, Habe Rabavi, Habe Zutri. Big fish and small fish. Big fish you don't need to do Bedika for, and small fish you do. What's the difference? Because a big fish is something like a salmon or something. It's something that you plan beforehand. And therefore, there's a keva. You know how much fish you'll need for the meal. Now, changing small fish, sardines and the like, I guess, are things that you might start off with a little bit and you'll end up with wanting to have more. Herring, things like that. Zod Rashi's second wide line, Haber Avivi ain't of Bedika, Sheyesh Lehem Keva. There's a fixed amount how much you'll need for that meal. You can assess how much you'll need for the meal. And you don't need to stand up and bring more in the middle of the meal. The tree, small fish, doesn't have a fixed amount and an estimated amount. And you'll have to get up and bring more in the meal. And the Gemara carries on. A store house that you store your salt in, or a store house that you store your wax in, it needs a bedika. Again, for the same idea. Omar Papa, Beitzivi, a store house that you store your wood in, or Beitami, and a store house that you store your dates in, Tzorach bedika, needs a bedika, says Rashi, third wide line, Be Milchi Beit HaMelech, his store has his store your salt in, Be Kiri is Shava, is wax. Tzorach bedika, why? Fisha Oimei Besei Chasud HaBasan, stands in his meal, gets up in his meal, Lahavi Melach, Beneris, to bring salt and candles. So, says the Gemara, depending on the situation, that's when you will need to do bedika. Interesting. Nerambam is Mevor, Oitzi Shemen, needs the bedika. The Rambam, it says, Eitz Shemen needs a bedika. No, how can that be? The Gemara says, Eitz Shemen, you don't need a bedika. The Mazvi, because, Achreinim HaMazvi, that originally they used to use oil mainly for salads. But, in the time of the Rambam at least, they used Shemen for lighting purposes. Lighting purposes is like wax. You said in the Gemara that by wax, there's no... You can't be sure that you didn't bring in chametz during that, from that wax thing, because in the middle of the meal, you'll go down to get more wax. So Rambam says, in the middle of the meal, you'll go down to get more oil to light your candles. So Mela, things change. It's not what's written here, it has to be. It depends on the situation. If nowadays, we, like Rabbanon said, nowadays we would not go down to that, you wouldn't need to do it. If nowadays we would, then you would. So everything changes according to the fluid situation of the days of today, contemporary time. Okay, so we have places to do. Mitach Eleket. Have you managed to start it yet? No. Okay, good. So you've got time to start it and finish it. Mitach Eleket. And in Yom Hashem tomorrow, we'll do that. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for this year.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Yossi.
Can we meet the bacon in Suffolk?
Why not? I don't know why not. It doesn't. Mitzavik doesn't mean that. Mitzavik means that you take out wine during the meal. That's what Mitzavik
means. Saying in Hebrew, doesn't Mr. Fake mean the Yabba Suffolk?
mean as well. Can mean as well. If you look at Rashi on the based on the Aleph, Shemisapek mimenu yayin shulchanu. You take from the wine from your table. Mimenu. Okay.
Across Shas,
whether across Shas is ever mistopic to mean a topic, could mean a mistopic, can mean a topic.
What?
Could be that elsewhere in Shas mistopic can mean that he's got a topic. I can check out for you, give me a second. Let's have a look.
Wow, it's amazing. The Rav knows that much Shas.
Mistapik menaneh is in Shabbos. It's talking about taking from the candle. In Shabbos Dafkut Chavches, the same thing. Also, Pesachim, obviously, that's what we're learning. In Beitzah means to be mistapik from the neh, Yochai Mishim Machaber. In Bob Metzia, also means, like we're saying, now, every place in Shas, Mistapik means that you take out from it.
Okay.
Yeah. Six places in Shas. So, very good. Okay. Right.
Amazing.